Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Tube Worm on YouTube, X, and Twitch. But my name is David Nicholas Somlo, and you are listening to DIY Me Mind Presents, the show with the most forgettable title in history. Today, I want to talk to you about my thoughts on karma. These are thoughts not unlike Bill Maher's on the topic, but more accurate than he is. So karma in the Buddhist tradition is cause and effect, but it refers to the effect of your behavior in a past life on this current life you're living. And if you acted badly, then you will have a rough life. A lot of people use this in exchange for revenge and think, I'm getting you back for your bad behavior because that's karma. That's not karma, and it's not Schadenfreude, as Bill Maher says. That's revenge. That's vengeance. That's getting someone back for something. That's not laughing at their poor lot in life. That's what Schadenfreude is. So, sorry, Bill Maher. But don't ever hear me talk. They'll only listen to him. But I was thinking that in this life you can experience karma, but it's not in the form of people getting mad at you and getting you back for what you did to them, because that's a choice. That's not the effect of your behavior on them. That's their interpretation of how your behavior makes them feel, translated into action that they do not have to take. But every time someone treats me poorly, like my ex-girlfriend, who treated me poorly when she was my girlfriend, and is all sunshine and flowers after dumping me, which is great. And she gaslit me every time I tried to bring something up, even though she told me to tell her, so she wouldn't be the last to know when she's doing something that angers me. But anytime I brought it up, she ripped into me or told me I'm overthinking things. But when she did the same thing, remember when you said this? When she did that, it was okay. Anyway, she was in the habit of giving you a taste of your own medicine and then denying it when you called her out on it, or hanging up, or changing the subject, or playing dead, and literally blacking out and forgetting what we were talking about if you cornered her. But she one time got mad at me for saying, I see, after, in response to a long rant about how her ex-husband is blah, blah, blah. And all I wrote was, I see. And she took offense. And then she wrote, I see, to me later on. And I said, so you're just being passive aggressive when you say that? No, I mean it. No, you were just giving me a taste of my own medicine, which you think is karma, and which is the opposite of the golden rule, which is what you told me that you follow. So you're a hypocrite, is what you are. But anyway, vengeance, again, is not karma, but anytime someone treats me poorly, I think, oh, they live inside of a mind that interprets everything that way, that they are angry all the time and they are suffering for that. That's karma. That's a direct effect of how you think about the world. And next time we're going to be talking about not manifesting destiny, but the real way thoughts actually matter in how you see the world and therefore act upon it. We will talk about that next time. This time, I'll let you digest what I just said about karma. And that's about 5 minutes, so I'll leave it at that. That was mostly off the top of my head with no edits. One cut. I'll let you figure out where that was, if you can. Anyway, love you. Thank you for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. This was recorded the day after Thanksgiving. I don't know when I'm going to post it. And go check me out at alexashcreative.com. That's alexashcreative.com. Check me out on all music streaming platforms under Radix, Revive, Wart, or Somlo and the Synths, S-Y-N-T-H-S. You can also email me at D-S-O-M, as in Mary, L-O, at gmail.com. And you can see me streaming Magic the Gathering Arena sometimes on Twitch under TubeWyrm. That's T-O-O-B-W-Y-R-M. TubeWyrm. Spelled funny. And I'm also on YouTube at TubeWyrm. And I'm on X, formerly known as Twitter. And Threads as D.SOMLO on Instagram. So you can check me there too. Talk to you later.